Boom shakalaka. Can you boom shakalaka into the microphone for me?
A boom shakalaka.
That's just great. Thank you.
Oh, ain't your body. Oh, we got your belly. Boom shakalaka and bonjour. It's another episode of Weekend We Saw We Podcasting. Oh, they're getting weaker. They're getting weaker by the week.
Weaker by the week. I was going to throw an hola in there as well, but I thought, you know what, it's getting confusing enough as it is at this point in time. Although we are listened to around the world. If you are listening to this, whether you're in the UK or the US or in Europe somewhere, there are plenty of listeners around the world.
What's the weirdest place we've had a listen before? Azerbaijan, I think.
We've had Azerbaijan, we have indeed. You can have a quick look now, actually, if you like.
Armenia.
We've had Armenia, I'm sure.
Russia was in for a while.
Russian Federation were listening in for quite a lot. At the moment...
Especially during our Putin days.
Yeah, there was a lot of listens from Russia around that time. At the moment, we've got listens in Egypt, Italy, Canada, Cyprus. The Russian Federation are still listening.
Yeah. Oh, they're still monitoring what we're doing.
Keeping an eye on things, so...
hello, Russia.
How do you say hello in Russian?
I don't know.
No idea.
I wouldn't know.
Germany, Switzerland, Romania and Brazil.
Germany, I know that one. Hallo.
Yeah, or willkommen.
Yeah, or
willkommen.
Common.
I think it's willkommen, isn't it?
All right.
I don't know.
Oh, well, you sound great.
I sound...
You sound full of voice.
Oh, it's not been a particularly good week for the voice.
No.
But shall I explain why?
Working hard over the weekend, right?
Yeah. 2 long days of the weekend. Mm. If you've been listening to this podcast for a while, you'll know I do the nuclear races, which are like an obstacle course race, which I am the host for. Mm. And it does involve briefing races before they set off on a sort of 6 kilometre or 12 kilometre race around fields.
Popular now, ain't they?
Very.
Mud races.
Well, 8,000 people did it at the weekend.
Yeah.
8,000 people. So they all needed telling what to do and what not to do, and then a bit of a warm-up. And the problem is, I get carried away. Right. You know that.
Okay.
I get carried away, yeah. So I get...
Start shouting at people.
PA system.
Yeah.
I had 25,000 watts of PA at my disposal.
Right.
And they gave me the microphone and the music, so I was like, well, this is just going to go bananas, isn't it?
That's right.
So I did, and I got... By 2 o'clock Saturday afternoon, bearing in mind, Sunday was as full on as Saturday,
yeah.
And I knew this... I barely had 30% of my voice left.
You had a bit of out from Louis Spence at one point, didn't you?
Yeah, so I didn't know this until Saturday morning, but there was a film crew coming down on the Sunday to film who I believed, well, it was Jodie Kidd.
Right.
Who was doing this thing for Channel 5.
It was a model, right?
Yeah, model, and she's probably in a boot camp because everyone's got a boot camp.
Yeah, you've got to do a boot camp.
Everyone's got one nowadays, haven't they?
Yeah.
You know, their own DVD for, you know, bums and tums and whatnot. So Jodie Kidd was there, and Lucy Mecklenburg, I think is her name, from TOWIE.
Right.
She's also got a PT thing she does. So anyway, they were doing this thing.
Got a PT, mate.
They've all got one.
But
they were filming this thing for Channel 5, which I was told about on Saturday morning. I was like, fine, whatever, no problem. Got to the Sunday afternoon when they were due to arrive. They were there. The film crew appeared. And I didn't know until this moment in time, I'm on top of a container in the middle of a field, talking on the PA, and Louis Spence is there on the floor, like, you know, standing there in the brightest spandex leotard thing you can imagine, and a pink vest. So I thought, well, you know, only opportunity to get to call Louis Spence out. So I did. And I got him up onto the top of the container and said, you know, Louis, you can do the warm-up with us.
He'd do the dance and stuff.
He was twerking on the bars. He was kicking his knees up above.
Twerk.
He was, honestly.
Come on.
And the
no
thing
wonder
is,
you're feeling rough.
There is photographic evidence of this, which I will find for you.
I could not think of anything worse to do with my weekend than to watch Louis Spence twerk up a pole.
Right next to me. It was funny. It was quite funny.
Right.
You've got to kind of just embrace the moment, let it happen and go. And I don't know, have you ever worked with TV crews before?
Yeah, I've worked with
one or two TV crews.
I was on BBC Three once with Paul Dannan. Remember Paul Dannan?
Oh, wow.
Paul Dannan.
How did that happen?
I honestly don't know, but I can't even remember. Can't remember what happened yesterday.
But you were losing, what happened.
But I've got photographic proof that this went down. And yeah, BBC3 rocked up to the studio and... I hung out with Paul Dunham for a day. It was really weird.
Strange.
Yeah, it was unexpected as well. It's like, oh, Paul Dunham here. Yeah. Let's hang out and have coffee and biscuits, Paul. Why not?
Yeah, so, I mean, the film crews
love
can
all
be a
these
bit...
old celebrities on the podcast.
I know. They're quite fussy.
It's like the time crews. Pixie Lott just happened to show up at the studio one day.
Clang, name drop.
Yeah. There's a lot of things
there
that's
are,
happened.
Quite, we could go on, couldn't we? We could probably list a number of people.
The time I tried to snog Gloria Hunniford.
Yeah, you got in trouble for that. Did you lick her face?
I did lick her face.
On stage?
I did. I thought we were close.
turns out you weren't invited back to that event, were you?
And I've not switched on Christmas lights anywhere since. I think I'm banned, to be honest.
You're on a Christmas light switch on
band.
They
won't let me do it anymore, so... whatever.
So film crews are quite fussy.
I have fun.
And I thought, well, I'm not doing this more than once. I've done this about 40 times this
weekend. I had to fight with ITV before as well. They were around doing some filming and they were telling me I was in their shop because I was making a coffee, but they were in my place of work. So I told them, I don't care.
Yeah.
I'm in my place of work.
Deal with it.
Yeah, deal with that, ITV.
So that's BBC Three.
Yeah, BBC Three. They're all
ITV.
Right. Yep.
Who else has been?
Channel 4, work.
Oh, yeah, even Channel 4.
There's going to be a programme on about my work on Channel 4.
So on Channel 5.
And Channel 5. So we've got all terrestrial TV covered.
We came, we saw, we podcasted, available on all good terrestrial channels.
We're branching out.
We are, indeed. So they're quite fussy film crews, but I thought I'm not doing this more than once. I've done it 40-odd times this weekend already.
Yeah.
So we went for it, gave it the beans, and we set them off, and it was gone. It was great. It was 5 minutes of utter mayhem. But it was quite
so
good.
What do you do at that point? Are you the one who just shouts at people as they run past? What kind of stuff do you shout at them?
Well, you say that, but obviously they run off into the fields and they go quite a few miles off into the other fields and they go through forests and whatnot as well.
So you get all the fittest at the front and they just go.
They leg it.
And then you get all...
And I get to see them at the start.
Do you get less unhealthy people towards the back?
Not necessarily, but you tend to find... Because I see them right at the start before they even raced.
Does anyone fall over?
They're in their finery. Oh, yes.
Great.
Great falling. Oh, there was some smashing falling. I mean, look at the state of my arm.
At the start.
I fell over on one obstacle running it on Friday.
Yeah,
but
that's quite a...
The thing is, the first obstacle is a ditch. Mm. Yeah, it's probably about 6 to 7 foot deep. But you go down it, and as the weekend goes on, more and more people are going in it. It's getting muddier and slipperier. Slipperier? That was
one of them.
One of those. But that is an obstacle. The grass run down to it is not. Mm. But the amount of people that fall over on that part, because they get very carried away, they're like, running down the field, and they just stack it. And then there's like 300 people behind them running over. It's quite good.
Yeah, I know. But
you check they're all right. Obviously, you say, are you okay?
I'm just not interested in that. It sounds great fun, and I've seen pictures and updates all weekend, and it's great. It's quite local to where we live as well.
It is.
It's a good thing to do. But I've already done one kind of mud run.
Yeah.
And I will never do one again.
I
did it with you.
You did.
And I can remember starting off thinking, this will be all right.
Easy.
And the first obstacle was bouncing down a hill on a space hopper. And then you had to...
Run back up the hill with the space hopper.
Hill. That did me. I was done then. And so Rob, he was running off, but then stopping and kind of shouting and mocking me from the front. Like, come on. Like, acting like he was there for me, but loving it at the same time. Got to a part where we had to do some archery as well.
Yep.
Really struggled with that. But the mud, it was February. There was ice. It was horrible. But so I just don't like exercise.
Highlight of that was the canoeing.
Yeah, canoeing.
Which we
was
nailed.
Fun. We did. And there was a lot of fitters on the water. And I'm not talking like, fit. I'm talking like, you know, people who do this quite often.
Yeah.
And I never do this. Rob does it quite often because he goes to the gym and stuff. But I don't. I have fads every now and then where I won't eat anything and chicken and eggs and do workout videos on YouTube.
Yeah.
But Rob goes, so...
But we were a cool team. We were a good canoeing team.
Yeah, we were a good team on that water, I tell you. I remember it.
It's good.
It wasn't good getting back in later.
No.
Without a canoe. Because you had to run into the river and run back out again or something. Yeah, I don't know.
Like shoulder deep, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it's just not entertainment. But apart from the voice, everything all right.
Yeah, everything's yeah. Everything's really good.
Yeah, tickety-boo. We're doing quiet. Anyway. We're doing quiet one.
Okay.
Tickety boo, 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 tickety boo.
Yeah, I mean it's all right. Yeah,
yeah.
It is what it is.
Well,
another week.
I've been ramped up myself for the last 24 hours. Had an altercation with a car yesterday. Well,
why are you arguing with
not the car,
objects?
But people in the car. And a scaffolding lorry, another car reversing at me, all got a little bit too stressful on the walk home from school. I ended up shouting indicator at someone, and this person took great offence to be shouting indicator. Well, what I said was, f***ing indicator, and he took offence to that. And
I have no idea why.
Started shouting abuse at me, and basically... I was just protecting my child. I'll explain. Scaffolding lorry parked right on the pavement so nobody can get past. It's one of my pet peeves, right? If you drive a car and you park fully on a pavement, you're kind of an arsehole.
Not kind of.
If you're listening right now and you're one of these people, you're kind of an arsehole.
Check on lorry. Right? Total, actually, total.
Whatever. But that annoyed me. Because it means I then have to cross the road, which adds an extra road that I have to cross with my child.
Yeah.
All right? Safety first. Think about it, right? So because this scaffolding lorry is parked there, the local bus then comes round the corner. But this scaffolding lorry, quite big,
yeah, it's
right?
It's enormous.
So the bus can't get past. So the bus cuts the pavement and almost takes me out. So I'm protecting my child from a bus. And then from the other side, this small car is reversing towards us. So I have to make myself aware to this small car reversing back at my child. And so he notices me. I say thanks. Nothing else I can see. Yeah. I'm ready to cross the road. And then this comes speeding down the road. I see that his indicator isn't on, but he decides to turn the corner anyway.
Who cares?
Comes screeching to a halt and honks his horn at me.
Uh-oh.
By this time, I am ready. All right?
To kill.
Shouted, where's your f***ing indicator? And he was like, what's that? As I walked past the car, I was like, you heard me. I says, where's your indicator? And then I had that moment where I walked round to the side of the car and I saw... a car full of blokes, which isn't the I can deal with one, but four with a child in a scooter and some shopping, it's hard work. All right, so. Check on Nori. So I said, indicator, mate, I've got a small child here. And then he started giving it a big gun. Oh, yeah, if you didn't have a child, all that at me.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, you know, I'm the one.
Get out of the car then.
Out
Come
the
on.
Car. Yeah. If you were going to, get out the car, you know. But just inconsiderate people like that. I don't like bad drivers anyway.
Was a young guy?
I had my sunglasses on.
Fair
enough. I couldn't see really. I just know it was a car full of men driving around. I love how they think they're so cool.
You're not.
I wish I was that cool. I really do.
So this has rolled you up quite a lot, hasn't it?
It really has, yeah. You know, and you know when you get in a scuffle with someone, you know, you then think of the scenario over and over in your head. What you would have said, and what you should have done, like pulled my baseball bat out and just smashed the car windows. Lots of scenarios go through your head. But yeah, no, it's riled me up. It happened yesterday. It's still affecting me today. So it should be a good one.
Should be a fun podcast.
Yeah. So it's definitely not tickety-boo from me.
No.
Not even a quiet one.
Not even a quiet
week,
one.
I'm afraid.
All right.
Man.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, fair enough. All right, so we crack on then. We're caught up. We're up to date.
Let's put a percentage on it. What's the percentage of your week are you enjoying?
Well, it's a hard one.
45% of your week?
Maybe 50.
I think I'm a little bit higher. Up until yesterday, I was having a good week since we spoke last. I would say I'm about 65%.
Okay.
All right.
So we're not great. It's not great.
But I tell you who's not having a good week at all. 0%.
Oh, really?
Justin Bieber.
Oh, Justin, what's up, man?
He's back in the news.
He's back in the news.
You see, the thing is, I follow the story of Justin Bieber.
Jack and Nori.
Because I do feel quite a lot of sympathy for the guy, right? First thing.
Right.
He's no longer got dreadlocks after all that controversy. He's no longer got dreadlocks.
Did he hear Dreadlock Holiday from last week and think, hey, I know. Whoa, is he getting out of hand?
Or, well, whatever happened, he shaved his head. He's got a buzz cut now, Bieber okay. has. That's buzz cut. So this week, he has said to his fans, no more photos. No more photos. If you see me out, I am not going to take a photo with you.
That's it.
Can you remember when Ringo Starr did the same?
Yeah.
Peace and love, peace and love. All that. Yeah, remember
well,
that?
He won't sign anything.
If you send it to him, I will not sign it. Peace and love, peace and love.
Yeah, not going to do it.
Well, Justin, he's done taking pictures.
No more.
So on Instagram, there's a note.
He's made this a public thing now.
This was a public thing. This happened last week. You don't know about this. I questioned you about it earlier, and you were like, right, save it for the podcast. So I'm telling you now.
Okay.
All right. Most people probably heard this. This is what Justin Bieber wrote on Instagram. If you happen to see me out somewhere, know that I'm not going to take a picture. I'm done taking pictures. It has gotten to the point that people won't even say hi to me or recognise me as a human. I feel like a zoo animal, and I want to be able to keep my sanity. What are you saying so far?
Well, I think he sounds quite desperate at this point, and not in a horrible way, but I mean, like, this is probably
quite... Do you think he's having a Britney Bieber meltdown? Can you remember when Britney shaved her head?
Yeah.
Bit of a meltdown.
Yeah.
I realise people will be disappointed. Do you like my Justin Bieber impression, by the way?
Yeah.
But I don't owe anybody a picture. And people who say, but I bought your album, know that you got my album and you got what you paid for, an album.
Yeah.
It doesn't say in fine print, whenever you see me, you also get a photo. Justin Bieber.
Just in case we didn't realise it was him.
And I read that.
Yep.
And I can't help but think fair play.
He's got a point.
You know when people say, oh, well, they knew what they were getting into. Oh, they're famous, right? Listen, when he was 14,
yeah,
and he first started getting big on the YouTube, yep. and you know he got the record deal. Usher, wasn't it?
He was
discovered him at 14, having Usher as your manager.
Yeah,
all these girls suddenly
showing you interest.
He didn't know that years down the line, he can't even take a piss in peace. And I don't think anybody does when they get into the fame game.
Well, no one expects to get that big. I mean, he is worldwide famous. He can't go anywhere in the world without being
recognised. I would say everybody, bar...
You're trying to think of another Bieber? Adele?
I'm trying to think of anybody who wouldn't know Justin Bieber.
There's only going to be a few, like, really...
Tribes.
Really tribes in the middle of a forest.
But I bet even they know of Bieber. I bet they, like, do voodoo dances without photos of Justin Bieber.
Probably.
Who knows? But he's been spotted barefoot listening to music and feeding squirrels.
Chilling out.
In a park in Boston in the US. But think about it like this. He's not there on his own.
No, he's definitely not there completely on his own.
There's someone monitoring him. There's someone.
Well, the
constantly...
fact that there's a photo of him on the park bench means there's someone who's watching him.
And he's in a park, so he's going to get recognised everywhere he goes.
Yeah.
And I was saying to you, if I constantly had a shadow, that would do my flipping head in too. So if he wants to have a rant, like, fair play to him. And I'm going to give him a long applause this week. Fair play to be, I think. All right? Because I think he's said before, if you ask me for a picture and recognise that I'm human too, instead of just shoving a camera in my face,
yep,
then I will have a picture. But he's got to the point now where it's like,
no.
I hate taking pictures.
You can understand why people like One Direction have gone on a break, can't you? Like, just to go away for it for a little while, have a bit of normality.
But even Harry Styles has been having problems in the past week because he's chopped his hair off. It's like, Rob, where have you been this week?
Mate,
I can't believe I know all this but I do. Yeah, Harry Styles has had his hair chopped this week.
This is what happens when you come off the internet for 5 days.
I think I should do it because I'm becoming overloaded with in my head. It seems. But Harry Styles had a haircut. That's a massive thing. But even he's cut his hair for charity. Well, he probably needed a haircut, but it's going to raise a lot of money. All right? Which leads me nicely into this week's
quiz. Hair. You know, we've done hair. We've done hair, though, haven't we? We're not doing hair again, are we?
It's not hair. So what is this week's quiz theme, Rob?
If it's not here, I don't know.
What is the theme? What is the theme to the quiz?
Tantrums?
Not tantrums. What is the theme? What is the theme to the quiz?
I don't know. Hair? No, they've done hair. Pay attention, Rob.
No, not hair. One more 10.
I don't know what you've done.
What is the theme? What is the theme to the quiz?
Is it musicians who feed squirrels?
No, it's not musicians.
I have no idea.
Try and do that quiz 1 week.
Okay.
What is the theme? What is the theme to the quiz? Robert, what is the theme?
I don't have no idea.
You don't know, do you? I'll just tell you. Pop stars who give to charity.
What? hang on, the hair. Cutting the hair for charity.
To charity, yeah?
Right, fine, okay.
Tedious, but it works.
Tedious, yes. You mean tenuous, but yes.
Tedious, tenuous. Name of this week's show. This is a quiz. A quiz for my mate Rob. This is a quiz. Do you think I do too much singing on here?
No. I don't think you do enough.
More. This is a quiz. A quiz for my mate Rob. And this is a quiz. A quiz for my mate Rob. Quiz for my mate Rob. And this is a quiz. A quiz for my mate Rob. Right, are you ready to start this week's quiz?
The rules are simple.
I don't think so. I don't think so.
Yes.
Rules to the quiz are simple. I've put some lyrics through the lyric machine. Lyric man reads out those lyrics. These lyrics are by artists who give generously to charity. These are some of the ones that give big to charity.
Okay,
all right.
Big givers.
Big givers are to the charities.
Don't want to hear about it. Every single one's got a story to tell. Everyone knows about it. From the Queen of England to the Hounds of Hell. And if I catch it coming back my way, I'm gonna serve it to you. And that ain't what you want to hear, but that's what I'll do.
Oh. I'm gonna be fair this week, Rob. We're not gonna have any distractions. I'm gonna let you think.
I'm the Queen of England to the House of... Oh.
What are you saying?
This is annoying.
No?
Green of England. Oh, I can hear it. I can't think of this.
Oh, mate, you ran out of time.
Don't want to hear about it. Every single one's got the story to tell. Everyone knows about it. From the Queen of England to the Hounds of Hell. And if I catch it coming back my way, I'm gonna serve it to you. And that ain't what you want to hear, but that's what I'll do.
The White Stripes, Jack White. He
quite generous.
Yeah, he does all right. He gives quite a bit to the charities, which is nice of him. I think he gave £200,000 to this musical foundation. Well, I think she could be with £200,000, buy a Ferrari, buy a racing pigeon,
or lots of keyboards,
from
Argos.
Right. All right.
I'm just trying to get the name chop. I'm trying to get some free stuff.
Let's,
for the podcast.
What? From Argos?
Yeah, we've got an accordion and a triangle and a maracas. I'm thinking we can get
and
some.
And they're all from Argos?
Not necessarily.
Right.
I just thought they do. Just the first thing that came to mind.
Right, okay. All right. So I was going to ask if we're on the blag and, you know, anyone wants to give us stuff for free, what are you wanting?
Oh, that's
it. It has to be from Argos.
Yeah. Have a think.
All right, okay. Yeah, get back to me on that one. But that will not stop you having it.
Green.
All right.
Look,
there's a bit of spit from one
that's
from last week.
I ate mine.
Oh, look
yours.
At the colour of them now, mate. Oh,
do we have to do this?
Competition is on. Yes, we do. Right. Oh,
come on,
dropping
then.
Them again. All right, let's just grab the wheel.
Spin the wheel.
Right. All right, okay.
I haven't even got a drink to wash it down with. It's a disaster.
Boom. Hope it makes you weak, mate.
Oh.
What are we saying that one is?
Well, we reckon that the soily one is a grass clippings, don't we?
Yeah.
Right, that one then.
Yeah?
Yeah, grass clippings.
Okay.
Ah.
Gone.
Oh, that
good
is
work,
just horrible.
Mate. Powered through that one.
Oh.
Are you ready for
they are getting worse.
Number two?
They are getting worse.
Who is this generous bastard?
I hear Jerusalem bells a ringing. Roman cavalry choirs are singing. Be my mirror, my sword and shield. Missionaries in a foreign field. For some reason I can't explain. Once you'd gone there was never, never an honest word. And that was when I ruled the world.
Nice and easy one, thank you.
It's all right.
Coldplay. Chris Martin probably is the... what do they call them? They call them...
No, they're all generous bastards.
Are they all
Coldplay,
generous?
Mate?
Yeah,
back in the early days, it was said they gave 10% of their earnings to charity.
Wow.
Very generous.
Yeah, absolutely.
It was Coldplay.
I hear Jerusalem bells a ringing. Roman cavalry choirs are singing. Be my mirror. My sword and shield. Missionaries in a foreign field. For some reason, I can't explain. Once you'd gone, there was never, never an honest word. And that was when I ruled the world.
It's a positive quiz this week.
It is, yeah.
You know, we have to start looking upon the good stuff about these pop stars and celebrities as well, because a lot of them do good stuff,
bad,
but we never hear it.
No.
You know, so fair play to all of these people. We're playing now. It's my turn for them. Positive on one side.
Negative in the
J-Bings. Negative.
Well, that depends on what flavour you get, isn't it, really?
It's a bit negative. Down
it goes.
Have a good one.
Okay.
Oh, where's the opening gone? Whoa, you split the packet right open, haven't you?
Got it. Right. Off you go. Good one or a bad one?
That, my friend,
is a good one. Mm. Look at that face. Yeah,
that is that. That is a coconut.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah, so that's that one. Right.
Mm. The good ones are really good, though, aren't they?
They are really good.
They
good
do make ones. Up. I mean, the balance is quite good.
All right. Another person who is incredibly rich, but gives a lot to charity.
Once upon a time, a few mistakes ago, I was in your sights. You got me alone. You found me. I guess you didn't care, and I guess I liked that. And when I fell hard, you took a step back. Without me.
Ooh. Any idea?
I recognise the first few lyrics in that, but I think it's a female.
Any idea?
Britney Spears.
No, not Britney.
Once upon a time, a few mistakes ago, I was in your sights. You got me alone. You found me. You found me. You found me. I guess you didn't care, and I guess I liked that. And when I fell hard, you took a step back. Without me. Without me. Without me.
Taylor Swift, she was the most generous person of 2015. She has been for a few years. She does a lot for her fans as well. So fair play to Swiftie.
Didn't she throw a party?
She does a lot of things. A bit of a... I can see her, right, at times, being a right spoiled brat.
Yeah.
But I can also see, like, she's legit.
She does seem like a pretty cool person. I mean, if you're into that, you know, into that kind of thing, pop music, and you're a girl in that age, she's probably quite cool to hang out with.
You don't have to be a girl of that age and, you know, to like it. We love it. Don't deny. Don't deny.
Who doesn't know Swiftie?
Right.
I even thought it was Swiftie as well for a moment.
Yeah, but you didn't say it.
No, so, I know I didn't.
You know, that's how the quiz works. You, come on.
Really?
The rules are simple.
Damn it.
Are you ready for the jelly?
Bean.
Right, so spin the wheel.
Boom.
Okay. All right, Robert.
I'm always Robert when it comes to the beans, aren't I?
I know. What were you saying?
Oh, yes.
Yeah? Is that good then?
What is that? Mmm, it's delicious.
A tutti frutti?
Is it tutti frutti?
Yeah. Right, well, batching through the quiz this week. Are you ready for this other generous celebrity?
It's a human sign when things go wrong, when the scent of her lingers and temptation's strong.
Oh, is that all you're giving me?
Yeah.
You swine.
It's a human sign when things go wrong, when the scent of her lingers and temptation's strong. Into the boundary of each married man, sweet deceit comes calling, and negativity lands.
Oh!
Any idea? Just have a moment of silence, mate. Have a think about it.
No.
Oh, man.
It's a human sign. When things go wrong. When the scent of her lingers. And temptation's strong. Into the boundary. Of each married man. Sweet deceit comes calling, and negativity lands. Cold heart, hard done by you. Some things look better, baby. Just passing through.
You sound terrible this week.
I know. It's too hard to live. I can't do it.
Look forward to the song, Pete. Yeah, our John, of course, you know, he's so rich, but at the same time, so generous too. Has given, I saw it earlier on, millions. I can't remember, but he's given such a high percentage of his overall earnings that he's made in his musical career to charity. And that's good. You know, that's good people right there. And they should be applauded. I'm just sick and tired of seeing negativity all the time, that's all. And, you know, even these pop stars and megastars have hearts, you know. Cold, cold hearts. Right. Bean. Are we ready? Right. Maybe, mate. Who knows, right? Mm-hmm. Maybe eating these beans may cure your throat. You may find, like, mouldy beans wonder cure.
Well, you never know. Could find a cure to a lot of things.
Better than the Yogi tea, mate.
Yeah, maybe.
What are we saying?
My boom.
Oh, yeah? Another good
bubble
one. Bubblegum. I don't even think that's the one, but well done. Hooray!
Isn't it the blue one? Was that a blue one?
No, it wasn't the blue one. It was a peach, I think. No,
Tutti Frutti?
No. Who knows? They're all kind of mashed up into one
that
now.
Was,
it's horrible,
tasted like bubble
to be gum. Honest.
It was nice.
Probably turned toxic. Right, final one then.
Okay.
I have won, right?
Yeah.
Good.
I look and stare so deep in your eyes. I touch on you more and more every time. When you leave, I'm begging you not to go. Call your name 2 or 3 times in a row.
What are we saying?
The voiceover man not want to do this one.
No. Welsh lady instead. I don't know why that one is Welsh lady, to be honest, but...
It is.
Apparently it is. Slight oversight.
I have...
No,
I've got
nothing.
I look and stare so deep in your eyes. I touch on you more and more every time. When you leave, I'm begging you not to go. Call your name 2 or 3 times in a row. Such a funny thing for me to try to explain. How I'm feeling and my pride is the one to blame. Excuse, I know I don't understand just how your love can do what no one else can.
Yeah, of course, Beyonce and her husband Jay-Z also give a lot of their cash to the charities.
They do make a lot.
The thing is, as well, with charities, if we could try and start supporting more local charities rather than the big corporational charities as well.
Makes a big difference.
Yeah, like to the smaller charities, percentage-wise. And at least you know where your money's going, all right? You always have to be
But aware. Like giving 100 quid to a big... You know, international charity is obviously it's not bad, but give it to a small
but
one.
But they've all
they
got MDs
so much more.
On 600 grand a year salaries, you know. So give to local charities. Right, are we ready for the final? We're putting the world to rights today.
Bad
drivers.
Yeah, get off the roads.
Yeah.
Charity givers.
Charity givers, yeah. Oh, I haven't even spun the beans.
Oh, spun the wheel.
Lucky dipping, mate. Oh, all right. Okay.
Oh, don't, please. Oh,
are you ready?
Pete's ending on a good one.
What are you saying?
Good one.
Yeah. There we go. Well,
is that a 23?
Yeah, it's a 23 again. You know, I've got to do as the wheel commands me. And, another 23.
Hey, that's a good quiz.
But that means from next week, I think things are going to start to get
Because last week we had quite a good week as well, didn't we?
Yeah, in a few weeks' time, mate. New flavours as well coming out.
Oh,
boom.
Yeah.
And that was a quiz for my mate Rob. And that was a quiz for my mate Rob. And that was a quiz for my mate Rob. That was a quiz. A quiz for my mate Rob. That was a quiz. A quiz for my mate Rob. Ready, Rob? Song for the haters. Some things in life are bad. They can really make you mad. Other things just make you swear and curse. When you're chewing on ice gristle, don't grumble and give a whistle. And this or that things turn out for the best. And always look on the bright side of life. Always look on the light side of life. If life seems jolly rotten, there's something you've forgotten, and that's to laugh and smile and dance and sing. Oh, when you're feeling in the dumps, so don't be silly chumps, just purse your lips and whistle, that's the thing. And always look on the bright side of life. And always look on the right side of life. For life is quite absurd, and death's the final word. You must always face a curtain with a bow. Forget about your sin, give the audience a grin. Enjoy it, it's your last chance anyhow. And always look on the bright side of death. Just before you draw your terminal breath. Life's a piece of shit when you look at it. Life's a laugh and death's a joke, it's true. You'll see it's all a show, keep them laughing as you go. Just remember that the last laugh is on you. And always look on the bright side of life. Always look on the right side of life. Always look on the bright side of life. And always look on the right side of life. Come on, Rob, cheer up. Always look on the right side of life. Don't push it. Always look on the bright side of life. Fade out. Always look on the bright quicker. Side of life. Quicker. Not you, the fade always out. Always look on the bright side of life. Well, I must say, you sounded great this week, Rob.
Thank you very much.
Not too bad for a sore throat though. I kind of like you with a sore throat though. It's a nice change to the high-pitched squeal that we come to expect from your mouth. So you know, when you're a little bit deeper, a little bit more gruffy, makes you a little bit more attractive, I think, Rob.
Thank you very much.
All right. You want to read the sexy verse for the ladies?
Okay, go on, what do you want me to read?
How about the lyrics to Another Level Freak Me?
Okay. Freak me.
This is just for me, really.
Okay.
All right. But for the ladies, here we go.
Freak me, baby. Yeah, freak me, baby. Let me lick you. Oh, I don't even know what the words are. Hang on. There we are. Let me lick you up and down till you say stop.
Yeah.
Let me lick your body, baby. Make it real hot. Let me do all the things you want me to do. Because tonight, baby, I want to get freaky with you.
No, it doesn't sound sexy. It's not sexy.
The thing
at all.
Is, certain songs don't sound great unless they're done in the accent originally written for.
I know, you were to a little bit French there.
Did I go
well.
French?
You were a little bit.
Because I was just trying to be me.
Freak me, baby.
Freak.
Anyway, less of that. Come on. It's not about us.
No.
It's about the listeners.
It is.
So who's been listening and communicating with us, Sam?
It's all right, I'm with you.
Let's rewind.
JP.
How's this week?
JP's been enjoying
Hello,
it, as
JP.
Is Julian. And
who's JP?
JP has been listening from abroad. I don't know where JP listens from, right. But listening via the SoundCloud. Carmen as well, listening online, so thank you very much to the listeners there. Hello and welcome to Mel and to Rob, who both enjoyed the cover from last week as well as the one from the week before, which was Sam Cooke. What a Wonderful World.
You do keep harking back to Sam Cooke. Now, I don't
There's
ever post-promote my my songs, but the one that you sung lead vocal on, you did that last week.
Fine,
well, that last
then?
Week, Sam Cooke, and this week, it's and 2 weeks ago.
Fine. Gosh,
if you want some research this week, go back and listen to my rendition of Inni Kamosi, Here Comes the Hot Stepper.
Which was an excellent, excellent
It was
cover.
An excellent one.
And you did sterling work.
But I don't post promote anyway.
No. Hannah on Twitter sending us lots of GIFs, complaining.
Again?
Yeah, yeah.
I heard this week that it's meant to be GIF.
Well, it's not GIF, is it?
No.
Because the reason that
Can you remember when they changed the cleaning product?
Yeah,
GIF,
I was about to bring this
to
up.
SIF. Because people found it hard to pronounce GIF.
Two nations.
And I always used to think, who were the nations that couldn't say GIF?
Holland. Because they don't have a J in their alphabet.
They don't?
Nope.
I didn't know that.
And neither could the Japanese. Because they don't have a J sound in their alphabet.
Jif.
So it's YIF. To them, it's YIF. With
a
J, it's YIF. So they went, well, hang on a minute. This is quite a big...
Let's call it SIF.
Quite a big market.
Can everybody say SIF then?
Apparently so.
All right, okay.
Everyone's got the S sound in the alphabet.
Anyway, that's about household cleaning products.
Tony Fisher from The Beeb, enjoying the podcast.
He did a great promo for our podcast.
I know.
This past week. He's really good at it. So if you want our podcast summed up...
Shall I read it?
And then follow Tony Fisher.
So last week's he summed up as what Prince had for breakfast and who sued who in this week's Fab WCW SWP Dreadlock Holiday Acoustic and Brian Powers kicks the door in.
Yeah, it takes me about half an hour to think of our write-up.
Yeah, if not more.
If not more. And he does it probably about 5 seconds in a tweet.
In a listen, just quickly listens. And can I give a shout out to the Coffee Hub in LA?
Yeah.
Because they didn't tweet us, they tweeted me.
Right.
Today, actually. I say they tweeted me, they liked a tweet of mine. Now, interestingly enough, the tweet that they liked, I posted 780 days ago.
Way to be on it.
Just before I did my first and last ever stand-up comedy set.
Right.
I don't know why they liked it. I can't see...
I'm so glad it's your last... We are going to have to talk about your comedy set.
I'm doing another one. Have I not told you this?
Oh, yeah? No.
No?
Tell me, yeah.
Well, it's not in pen yet. Shut up. It's not set in stone, but I want to do another one.
Right. Next week, show and tell. Rob's first stand-up.
You're going to bring the audio to it?
Yeah. Okay. I've got the audio. That's got to be done.
All right, we'll do the show and tell next week. Be my comedy stand-up.
Yeah, please do another one.
I'll do another one. I've really been planning on it for a little while. Been thinking about what to do.
All right.
So I'm going to do another one.
Good on you.
Before I'm 30.
Do we have to shout out any more people?
I believe that.
Shout out my mum.
Oh, your mum? Yeah.
And... Shout out my mum. She loved the cover.
And she did, didn't she? Was it her request? Didn't she request something else?
No, yeah, she requested... She came out...
ELO, Mr. Blue Sky.
She just came in earlier on. She's like, this week I want you to do ELO, Mr. Blue Sky. It's like, all right, man, we ain't taking requests here. No, because last week's song, I unofficially dedicated it to my mum.
Yeah, you did.
Because she was made redundant, so I want to cheer her up.
TCC
was one of her...
her bands?
Yeah, one of her bands.
All right, and I just wanted a little shout-out to my aunt in America.
Oh, I thought you were going to say your missus then.
No.
No,
okay. Shut up. Listen to a few of your pods.
Hi,
Love
Nick.
Them. Love them.
Right.
So, my aunt from America, so it's good.
It's nice to see the familiar supporting.
Really?
Right, from that to news.
News?
So what titty titbits have you got for me this week?
Well, I saw something at
News titty titbits.
Kim Kardashian is so not a diva.
Do we care?
But why this?
Why would you come at me with Kim Kardashian crap? Well,
I don't know where it came from. It
Move
just
on.
Appeared.
I thought you were going to say a different story because you showed me one of the stories. Yeah. I thought we were going to go with that. Yeah. That's where you're going to get good podcast material from, mate. All right? Not anything about Kim Kardashian.
Onto it now.
Right.
So, you know that on Twitter you have moments.
No, it's not that one.
Yeah, wait for it. That's where I'm coming from.
Right.
Shut up. Pay attention. Wasps.
You don't sound that forceful with your voice.
I know, it's really... pathetic, isn't it? Wasps.
Here we go.
Was the top story under the moments part on Twitter.
Right. Great.
They don't care.
Why did you approach it like that, though? All right, okay. It's all right. Yeah, go on, carry on with the story.
Context of where I found it.
All right, okay.
And why I clicked on it. All right. Because now I read the article, it'll make sense. So just shut up and let me tell it.
Shut up.
Wasps don't care if you don't like them. I thought, hang on a minute. How do they know this? So I clicked through.
Yeah.
As the weather gets warmer, wasps will begin to reappear, which for some people makes summer quite a bit difficult.
I hate wasps.
Continue clicking through, thinking there's got to be some research.
Oh, yeah, there's
this.
A lot of clicking through it, yeah.
Summer is a lovely time, especially for wasps and flying ants.
Yeah.
Isn't warmer weather approaching?
Yeah.
Sunshine is here.
Yeah.
A few damp days here and there, but there we are. And throughout Birmingham, Wolverhampton, Burton-upon-Trent, and West Midlands, we can really start to enjoy our gardens over the weekends.
Right.
I'm starting to get a bit confused now. Why is this going down this road?
Yeah.
As the frisbees fly, so do an array of less than fun critters. And they're certainly not invited to your barbecue, your party, or help out in the garden.
Right.
So, if it flies and you need to catch it, call the kids. But if it flies and you have to run away, call Midland Pest Control.
Oh, so
there was me thinking it was going to be a really good wasp story, and it's a bloody advert.
The thing is, I wish it was a story about wasps and not caring that we don't like them, because I've had a lot of conversation recently about wasps, actually. They've been top of my conversation list, even on my rant board. Yeah, that's right. I've got a rant board.
You have?
What is there a picture of on my rant board?
A wasp. It might be a wasp. Bee, but yeah.
Yeah, wasps. Bees I'm okay with, generally, because bees get the idea, because bees don't want to sting you.
No.
You know?
And if they do, they have the courtesy to die afterwards.
Exactly. They're like, oh, I feel bad. Right? So they if you, like, swipe them away, generally, they get the idea.
Yeah.
All right? Wasps, though, right?
No.
Even if you shoo them away and they fly away,
yeah,
they go... Yeah, I'll give it another go. And straight back in.
Dive bomb.
And for some reason, they love me. And they love to dive bomb me. They love to chase me up and down the garden. There's embarrassing videos of me doing breakdancing trying to escape wasps. I f***ing hate them. And I think they're pointless. And no one's ever given me a solid reason as to why we can't just eradicate the wasp population.
No.
No, if you could give me a solid,
scientifically proven
reason why these critters,
flying bastards,
yeah, flying waspy bastards, are, you know, allowed
worthwhile.
To remain.
The other reason I saw that and thought it was worth having a read of.
Right, because you only showed me the headlines, so then once we got into the story, it wasn't actually a story.
No, it's no story.
So you're still messing around.
Well, yeah, technically.
I'm going to actually give you a story,
yeah, but
all right?
Before we move on, I just want to point out that I also got
Who
stung on the head.
Who do you want to talk about now?
No, I got stung on the head by a wasp this weekend.
Oh,
so
did
I'm
you?
On your page. Ooh. Right on the top of the head. Hate
you know,
them.
First thing that happened. They're just rubbish. Anyway, can we move on?
Yes.
You know, I know you're trying to
Please.
Get...
I'm trying
bastard
to...
in there, aren't you? There's a couple of times you've gone back to it.
I'm trying.
To try and get it. So, for Rob, all right, let's do a bastard. They are waspy bastards.
Sting. They are waspy bastards.
Sound great. Keep saying it.
I can't. I just have so little vocal ability
right.
left.
Okay, now we've got that out of the way. Let's do some stories, right?
My voice is so tired.
Now, you being a car driver, what's the one thing you hate on the road apart from idiots, as previously discussed on this week's podcast?
Middle lane drivers. It's a middle lane thing.
Yeah.
On the motorway, you've got three lanes. You're on the inside, as you should be.
Yeah.
You know, driving along, and someone is just plodding down the middle lane at 50 when it's clearly 70 mile an hour. Now, there's nothing wrong with doing 50 mile an hour on a motorway, but get on the inside lane.
What about something that hasn't got anything to do with humans?
Potholes.
Potholes. There you
go. I
hate
potholes.
Right. So does this man that I've been reading about this week.
Okay.
For 2 years, he has been trying to get this pothole outside his residence fixed.
Right.
No one has come to fix it, so he decided to take matters into his own hands. And he became quite attached to this pothole enough to throw this 2-year-old pothole a birthday party. And publicised the birthday party as well, sent all the invitations to the local council, and let's see. There was a cake. Yeah, there's a cake. 14 calls, he says, he's made to them. It's failed to make any difference.
Nothing. Don't care.
All right. So it put cones all around it. It made it look really pretty for its second birthday. So I enjoyed that story this week.
It's great.
More of a story than yours, all right?
Yeah.
I've got another story. No, don't say you've got another story.
No. On the side of potholes, yeah. Up north, I've seen a few times where people have started to pot plants into potholes.
Yep.
To make them look more appealing and to...
What I never understood, Rob, is there was a craze going around as well, where someone did pick up their dog poo, which is... Don't get me started. This is just ramped this week.
Stop. Leave it there.
Need to calm down.
Yeah, but there was a thing about dog poo.
Right. Instead of people picking it up, they see it. Oh, what an inconsiderate bastard to let their dog shit there and not pick it up. Instead of picking it up, though... Let's just get some spray paint and spray paint around it. Or highlight it.
I've just got this picture of someone laying on the floor with a highlighter now.
Drawing around it like it's a poo murder scene. Right, lastly, and I'm not going to press the news button again, Rob, but I got to fit this one in just to prove I'm better at news stories than you are. We're not going to go into it, but this is the headline. Man wins right to change name to Buzz Lightyear on driver's license. Hell yes.
We came, we saw, we kicked its ass.
You didn't come at me either with, like, your big, long list of newsy bits this week.
Oh, no, obviously...
Taking a week off.
I haven't mentioned this. I've been off work since the start of the week.
Hang on a minute. We've got to do some promo, right?
Go on.
Thanks, everybody, for listening.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
All right. On iTunes and Audio Boom, subscribe now. Appreciate everyone who has subscribed already. And tell a mate, if you like the podcast, they may like it too.
Exactly.
And then we get more downloads, we get higher up in the chart, and we become rich. And then
we
do one of these like every 4 weeks or so, because we're stopped caring and stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Also, rate and review. Do it. Do it this week. Let us know what you think of the show. And do it on iTunes this week. All right? Why not?
iTunes.
This week, iTunes. And we'll get comments from everywhere else.
Of course, we're on Twitter and Facebook at WCWSWP.
That's right. All right. So all I can do now is say what's to come. We've run out of time. We've absolutely run out of time. Oh. Sorry, Rob.